Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW Sitka Raven Radio. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning are Debbie Brinsfield and Nina Vizcarondo of the Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp 4, and they're here to talk about the 4th of July event that they're starting next week. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Great. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And so can you tell me about the event that you're in to talk about?
Well, we're really excited to be co-sponsoring the July 4th Family Fun Celebration with the Sitka Local Foods Network, and Nina is the Farmers Market Manager. And this is the first time we've co-sponsored an event together, and we're just trying to fill the open slot that was left when the booths at Baranoff did not happen this year. So we're real excited to have a family fun celebration on the July 4th so that there's a place for people to come, bring their families, and enjoy pretty much the same festival ambiance as the farmers market has.
And this weekend will also be the first farmers market of the season, right, Nina?
Yes, yes. Come visit us at the A&B Founders Hall or the BHA parking lot from 10 to 1.
Okay. And so the farmers market will happen on Saturday. Then you'll have a quick turnaround on Tuesday with a somewhat similar event. But it sounds like you're renting out booths for the 4th of July right now?
Right. So if people want to rent booths for games or food, they can have propane tanks in the parking lot. And if they have things they want to sell or resell, or, you know, artisans that want to sell their wares of pottery, home-baked goods, jewelry, just whatever anyone is selling.
And that will also be in the A&B parking lot, correct?
Right. Inside and outside.
Inside and outside.
From 10 to 4.
10 to 4.
Yeah, it's longer hours because it's the 4th.
Okay. And if people want to rent a booth, they can contact you, correct?
Right.
Debbie, and your number is?
738-4323.
Okay. And you'll also be cooking at the event, right, Nina? So
yes.
You have a background in food. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I actually recently moved from New York. I was going to New York University for nutrition and food studies. And during my off time, I was cooking in a lot of kitchens, different restaurants in Manhattan. And I used to be a cook in the Coast Guard.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my background.
She's multi-talented.
And what will you be cooking at this 4th of July event?
So I'm thinking maybe some barbecue pork tacos with corn on the cob. But if anybody has any ideas of what they'd like me to cook, call me at 863-286-9230. I want to cook what Sitka wants.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It was kind of interesting. We were talking about this a little bit this morning, and you actually, you're also working with Renee Trafton, right, at Beak?
Yes, yes. She's actually been so generous in donating some taco shells for us. So.
And it's just kind of a small world, right? You said.
Yes, yes. I used to cook a street away from a restaurant that she worked at in Manhattan.
And now you're in Sitka.
And now we meet again in Sitka, and we work together in a lot of things. Even in A&S, we've cooked together for fundraisers.
Yeah, yeah. It's really wonderful. I mean, the total 6 degrees of separation story right here in Sitka.
So, let's see, what kind of booths are we going to have at the event on Tuesday? Did we already talk about that?
Well, just what anyone wants to sell. Like if they want to do games, they could do games. If they want to have games and prizes. But like I said, it's the same festival ambiance as the farmers market, people just selling their wares.
Right.
And also, if you're participating in this first farmers market as a vendor, you get $10 off for this July 4th rental.
And this is a major fundraiser for us. It could be our biggest every year because we have our Grand Camp Convention in Portland, Oregon this year. So it's going to be a little more expensive to go to our convention. So the money stays here locally to help us attend our convention in October.
And that's the Tuesday is the fundraiser for that.
Right, Tuesday, July 4th, yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything else we didn't bring up or talk about that I need to make sure I talk about?
I think
about
you
now?
Covered it all. Thank okay, you good. So much.
Well, the big thing is I think a lot of people have like cottage industries in their home that they're doing little small business incubators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if they want to get out and try out their idea, the farmers market where Nina will be putting together the first farmers market this Saturday, or the July 4th event, will be a good place for someone to check out the community and see what kind of response they have to their ideas.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
I've been speaking to Debbie Brinsfield and Nina Vizcarando of the ANS, Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp 4, and the Sitka Local Foods Network. And they will be co-sponsoring an event this 4th of July at the A&B parking lot. And inside, it's going to be very similar to the farmer's market, but they are still looking for vendors. If you are interested in having a booth, you can call Debbie at 738-4323. All right. Thanks for joining me again.
Thank you. Have a good day.